Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with Tess Dusick, the junior defenseman out of Oak Bluff, Manitoba. And first of all, Tess, your team's coming off of a bit of a rough weekend. Your team played great on Friday night. Saturday night, obviously, it was a battle of the Lameroos. Your take on last weekend as a whole?
I mean, like you said, Friday, we didn't necessarily start off that great, but I mean, went in overtime, and unfortunately, we didn't get the points that we should have actually deserved that game, but we battled as good as we could towards the second half of the first game there, and Saturday just nothing was clicking. They capitalized on almost all the chances they had and just wasn't our game on Saturday, but we're looking back to bounce back this weekend here against Gophers.
You've been in a lot of close games this season, a couple of overtimes, actually six of them now. Those overtimes have been kind of tough for your team. What needs to change in your mind as far as getting through some of those close games?
I mean, like you said, it's unfortunate that we've gone into all these overtime games and haven't just gotten any points out of them, but we need to keep the play simple, get it in, get it out, shoot when we can, and I just think if we keep it simple, then not even going into overtime, but just throughout the whole game, we'll even get those points and the goals that we need this year.
This is going to be a tricky question for you. You're a junior this year. You've seen some success over the last couple of years. So this year is pretty much night and day from last season. I hate to ask this, but how frustrating has it been knowing that you have seen some success over the years and now this year's been kind of a struggle?
It is, for the most part, been quite a bit of struggle and frustrating, like you said. Like, a few years ago when we had Aaron Cody, we were pretty much opposite what we're doing right now. We're winning the games we needed to, and this year we can't seem to budge to get those points. And it comes a lot from down to your team. You tell who your Warriors are and who really is going to go with that extra mile for you to win those points. But, I mean, we're pushing through. We're doing the best we can, and hopefully we can turn it around these last few weekends.
Speaking of Warriors, you play on the blue line alongside Erica Wheelhouse. How fun is it to play alongside her?
It's great, actually. I mean, this is my first time ever playing D, so just playing against her has just really shown to me how much that she's great as a defenseman. It's really improving my game, especially blocking shots. Like, she's the number one player in the WCHA blocking shots, so it's really nice to learn from her and to improve my own game.
And of course, you have another year to take those things you've learned from Erica and use them next year, and that's always a plus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great tool.
Going into this weekend, you're playing the undefeated, number one ranked Minnesota Gophers. How intimidating is it to play a team like that that hasn't even come close to losing the season?
I mean, it's intimidating, but in a spot like us, just even getting their first loss this weekend would be awesome for us, because we're not exactly in the spotlight right now, but if we can give them their first loss, I mean, it would mean everything to us and just shutting down their players.
What do you work on to get ready to take care of business? Obviously, you've got to shut down Amanda Kessel and Hannah Brandt to start with.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. Those two players right there have, like, Kessel has about 89 points, 90 points, whatever she has right now. And even some of our top D, like Bozak, has 44 as a defenseman. So, I mean, it's going to be very crucial for each one of us to play our positions this weekend and do our simple jobs, keep everything out of our end as much as we can, and just force them to turn over the puck and capitalize on them.
Not only that, but you're going up against the top goaltender in the country. Obviously, she's a senior, thank goodness for all of us. But Nora Ratu is obviously respected around the league for her goaltending skills, as was Zuzana last year. What's the key to getting a goal past Ratu?
I mean, like you said, she's one of the top goalies right now. And I mean, we watched in video that even the teams that they played last week and got five goals on her. So, I mean, if we just shoot the puck like we can, crashing it hard for rebounds, even get backdoor plays, and we'll be able to do it.
The regular season's winding down. How close have you been keeping track of the standings personally?
I mean, it's tough right now, but I mean, every game counts for us. We need to get out of that, or stay out of that last place position there, so we don't have to play the Gophers again. But every point is crucial in each of these games for us, so we need to push through as hard as we can.
What's the mindset going into this weekend series versus the Gophers, and what would you be happy with coming out of the weekend with?
Personally, as for myself and as a team, is definitely giving them their first loss of the season. It would mean great for us and as a team. So I think just playing our game and shooting the puck when we have the chances, right in the slot and crashing the net hard, will definitely give us a win. We can do it. I believe we can do it.
I believe you can do it, too. You always play up to your opponents. You guys play great against teams like Minnesota and Wisconsin. It's kind of one of those things, as an underdog, you really have nothing to lose going into those games. So obviously that is the mindset, isn't it?
Yep, you said it. We have nothing to lose right now. And we did beat one of the top teams, Wisconsin, this year. So I believe if we can beat them, we can beat the Gophers.
On a more personal note, what are you studying here at Bemidji State?
I'm majoring in exercise science.
3 years into your college career here at BSU, how fast has it gone by?
Blink of an eye. It's going by way too fast right now.
Looking back to your freshman year, did you have any idea what Bemidji State would bring to your personal life?
I mean, I saw a little bit of the insight prior to just getting to know the team on my visits and getting to know the coaches. So, I mean, it definitely has helped me. I mean, I love all the experiences that I've had right now.
What's been your favorite memory so far of your career here at BSU? Do you have a favorite game?
Oh, definitely I would think one of the top games would be beating Duluth, first in over 50 games. Just playing along great players like Aaron Cody, Montana, and just playing with Zuska, I think those are the top experiences that I always remember here.
Good luck this weekend, Tesco. Get those Gophers.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.